You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN, KGYM.
Ready to go for a Friday Groundhog's Day edition of the program here on 1600 ESPN, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Scott Unash with you. Isaac on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes from the back porch of the southwest side. He'll be joining me coming up here in just a moment or two. A lot to get to in the program today. We'll take a look at the weekend in sports. John Bonenkamp will join us coming up as well. We will talk everything under the sun with John, probably including a little L.A. Dodger baseball as well. The Swiss Army knife of all things journalism here on this side of the state and in the region. We'll talk with John coming up in just a little bit. We'll have your last chance to pick up Heartlanders tickets for the February 16th game. The Heartlanders with Star Wars night. We've got one more Star Wars trivia question for you, and we'll do that coming up before 4 o'clock here today. 319-366-1600. That is our text line available to you. 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well here on a Friday in Eastern Iowa. Gentlemen, happy Groundhog's Day to you today. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Good afternoon to you guys and everyone out there. And no shadow today, huh?
That's what I was told. No shadow here in Eastern Iowa. And Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow in Pennsylvania. Right, Isaac?
Correct, yes. And it's very similar, Todd Bromelkamp put it out, to 2020. Because the last time the groundhog did not see his shadow, did not see his shadow, was 2020 Super Bowl, same matchup in 2020. It was an election year in 2020.
Oh, geez.
So hopefully that's where the similarities end as far as that year goes.
Well, except for the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl.
Well, you can say that one, but for the rest of us, hopefully that's where the similarities end.
I will, yeah, whatever. You know what? I don't pay a whole lot of attention to that. It is what it is, and it's going to be he's either going to see his shadow or he's not going to see his shadow, so yeah, it's still going to be cold, and it's probably going to snow again before all is said and done.
How old is Phil?
Well, this can't be the original Phil, Mark. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that. Isaac is on it as we speak. We will, and maybe our listeners have that information out there. 319-366-1600 if you are a groundhog expert out there. About this particular Punxsutawney Phil. I guarantee you can see the movie Groundhog today about 300 times on 400 different channels if you really take a look at it. We start off with the sad news you heard at the top of the hour from ESPN. Carl Weathers passing away at the age of 76. Former linebacker for San Diego State. A brief cup of coffee with the Oakland Raiders back in the day. Of course, many, many movies. The two that pop out to me anyway are, of course, the Rocky movies, the Rocky, more than one that he was in. And, of course, Happy Gilmore back in 1996, where he played Derek Chubbs Peterson, the golf pro that helped out Happy Gilmore. But that one hits close to home again, Mark.
Yeah, he was a great character in Rocky, I thought, and was Rocky's opponent as Apollo Creed, I think, a couple times, and then ended up being his trainer, right? Something like that. But he really had a terrific career, not only in movies, but on television and whatnot, and a lot of very sincere wishes go out to him today across social media.
Very much so. Very much so. Is it a big drunk party all day to see if he sees his shadow or not? I have no idea. No idea. Do you have more information on Punxsutawney Phil, Isaac?
Yes, they say that he is. There's only been one Punxsutawney Phil. They say he drinks from an elixir of life every 7 years, and it gives extends his life essence. I don't know. They claim, obviously, in jest, that
it's a beautiful story.
It's the same Phil from 1886 when the tradition started. There's only been one.
Those Philadelphia Dutch are kind of strange people.
So there you go. The elixir. So we should all drink from the elixir of life.
Phil takes one sip every summer at the Groundhog Picnic, and it magically gives him 7 more years of life.
Sure.
Why not? Believing he can determine whether or not there's going to be a long winter or not, might as well go with that as well.
Might as well go with that. University of Iowa also sending this out just moments ago. Former Hawkeye All-American quarterback Wilburn Hollis has passed away at the age of 83. He played quarterback for the Hawks from 1959 through 1961, one of the first African-Americans to earn All-American accolades, according to the news release, a team captain in 1961. And sad news right there as far as the Iowa football program. And that is where we are going to start today, Mark. And that is this coming out last night, this piece of news, this information. Iowa, a little hand slap. At least you hope it's a hand slap anyway, because a small violation was committed by the University of Iowa football program, as they had impermissible communications with Caden Proctor while he was a member of the Alabama football team. If you recall, this all comes from a text that was sent from Tyler Barnes, Iowa member of the Iowa football program, to Caden Proctor early in his career. I'm paraphrasing here. Hey, Caden, keep your head up. You're doing a great job, et cetera, et cetera. That is not permissible under NCAA rules.
No, it isn't. And I think it's a good idea to get out ahead of this, no matter how insignificant and trivial you might think it is. And I think it is insignificant and trivial. It wasn't like Tyler Barnes was saying, yeah, Caden, those Alabama fans suck. You can always come to Iowa if it doesn't work out. I mean, he didn't say that. Iowa, Tyler Barnes and other coaches and Kirk Ferentz had a longstanding relationship with Caden Proctor going back to his early days in recruitment. Of course, Proctor originally committed to Iowa. There's been a relationship there, and I don't think Barnes meant anything by it. And I shake my head. Some folks out of there want to make the, you know, equate it. Oh, it's Kirk's son-in-law. You know, first it's Brian, and now it's his son-in-law. Come on.
Yeah, this is.
I mean, again, I think it's insignificant and trivial, but probably a good idea to get out ahead of it.
Yeah, and that's what Beth Goetz did, the brand newly minted Iowa athletic director. This is her first, I guess, trial by fire, if you will. And I think good of her to get out in front of this situation. What is going to happen as far as a penalty is concerned? I really don't. I'm with you, Mark. I don't think a whole lot. There could be a fine imposed, and you know, other than that, I don't think there's going to be a whole lot to do with this. Certainly not going to be anything more than that. I'm not sure what they can do in that situation. Yes, the humor is all over social networking. As 3034 says, the penalty is that Iowa forfeits all their points scored against rated opponents last year. Which... yeah, yeah. You're smiling, Isaac. You're smiling.
It's funny. If you can't laugh, then it's just sad, right?
True. True. As Tim Lester tries to turn that around starting in the spring. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on 1600 ESPN. And not a big deal. Certainly this has happened to other programs around the country, and they have done much worse than this. You know, there aren't different levels as far as sending an impermissible text is concerned. That's kind of the same thing as just being a little bit pregnant, to equate it to something like that. But I don't think there's really going to be anything that's going to really come down hard on the University of Iowa.
And Beth Getz said she anticipates the enforcement to be to the extent of something like, make sure you're educated and don't do it again, kids. She didn't say kids. I inserted kids, but
true.
Yeah, I don't expect anything to come of it. I don't know if we'll ever hear anything more about it, but I'll reiterate again. I think it's good to get out ahead of it instead of getting a letter from the NCAA, you know, in a couple weeks saying, what'd you do? Why'd you do it?
Very true.
Always better to admit your mistakes.
I would agree. I would agree. 319-366-1600. John Bonenkamp's going to join us in about 7 or 8 minutes or so. And we will preview not only the game coming up tonight, but also Iowa-Maryland on the road at College Park tomorrow. The Iowa women with a toughie tomorrow evening on Fox. Tonight, the Iowa men in action on a Friday night affair as they will take on the Ohio State Buckeyes, a team that is also in need of a victory coming up this evening. That is an early start. That is a 6 o'clock tip-off from Carver Hawkeye Arena down in Iowa City. Not seen anything yet. Have you, Isaac, about injuries? I know Patrick McCaffrey and Dembele were listed as questionable for the game midweek. They both played in the Indiana game. I have not seen anything come out yet, but that should come out in the probably this hour.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything quite yet.
Okay.
But I'm sure once the lineup's out, it'll be on social media everywhere in minutes.
True. 12-9 the Hawks are. They are 4-6 in Big Ten play. Ohio State is 13-8, and they are 3-7. And they have been blown out 3 straight games in Big Ten play. And Chris Holtmann, as Kevin Lehman told us yesterday, Mark, and if you missed our talk with Kevin, our weekly Off the Glass segment talking college basketball, you can go back and listen to that anytime you'd like on our podcast. It's available at KGYMradio.com as well as the Todd Brommelkamp Show and Spencer on Sports. You can also listen to those on Apple or Spotify. And Chris Holtmann under duress in Columbus right now. I think that would be a colossal mistake if Ohio State made a move to get rid of that coach.
You know, I don't know. Ohio State's lost 6 out of 7, and the only victory during that time is a home win against Penn State. And this is a team that's reeling right now. But like most Big Ten teams, not without some skilled players. It's a guard-oriented team. It does have a pretty nice 6'11 player inside that Owen Freeman and others are going to have to deal with. But this is a very gettable game. But you thought Michigan and Maryland were as well.
You have to get this win if you're Iowa tonight. If you have any aspirations of playing postseason basketball this year, this is a must-get for Iowa tonight. Am I wrong about that? 319-366-1600.
Well, I'm not even thinking about the NCAA tournament. More like the NIT.
I'm with you there. But I think Iowa needs to get this to get, 12-10 if they lose, just doesn't look very good at this point. And as Kevin Lehman talked about yesterday, the only problem with the next 3 for Iowa, and they are all winnable with games against Ohio State, at Penn State, and Minnesota, is the fact that these are not going to be wins that are going to help your net very much. These are not quad 1 games
that Iowa is going to be playing. And that is certainly going to be bothersome for Iowa to get themselves in a position to get into a possible run for an NCAA tournament. I say possible. It's still out there. It's still within grasp. And certainly an NIT berth.
Yeah, I'd agree. I mean, you just never know what's going to go on in the Big Ten and college basketball. You know, Nebraska was down nearly 20 last night, came back and beat Wisconsin in overtime, and kind of dealt the Badgers a blow going into its home game against Purdue on Sunday. But, you know, you just never know. Nebraska, I thought, was, you know, on a downward spiral. And look what happened. You can see it almost every night. You really can.
That game last night was very interesting, wasn't it? With Nebraska and Wisconsin. Looked like Wisconsin was going to blow Nebraska out of Lincoln. And then the Huskers came back. And then Wisconsin took a lead toward the end of the game. Again, Huskers come back. And then they kind of own overtime in that one. And the Nebraskans did not treat one of their own very kindly last night with Chucky Hepburn.
No, not really. And beyond that, I think it's time for the Big Ten to join other conferences and start finding schools for court storming.
Had another one last night.
I'm getting tired of it. I really am. Yeah, Wisconsin's the number six team in the country. Yeah, you came back from way behind. But it's almost like, you know, those schools that do have fans going to the game, students going to the game, I should say, the students look forward to this type of thing. And not everybody that stormed the court was a student, but what's the point?
Yeah. I can see it both ways. I can see it both ways. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class. Going to talk to John Bonenkamp coming up here in just a couple of moments. And then after that, we will get you an Emil's Hideaways scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue, Southeast in Cedar Rapids. We also have the final chance for you to win Heartlanders tickets for Star Wars Night on February the 16th, 2 weeks from tonight, as a matter of fact. Mark will get you updated on what's going on at the Girl State Wrestling Tournament down at Extreme Arena. Semifinals going on earlier on today. They will have the final session and the finals coming up this evening where they will have all the champions, and that will be a whole lot of fun. 3:22, and before we get to a break here and get to John Bonenkamp, I want to let you know the 1600 ESPN's $5,000 Man Cave giveaway continues right now. This is a national contest, and yet one local 1600 ESPN listener is guaranteed to win at least $500. Enter with this winning sports word, three, now at kgymradio.com. Why shouldn't you have a $5,000 Man Cave paid for by 1600 ESPN? Again, get all the details at kgymradio.com. We'll take a break, come back. John Bonenkamp will join us when we return.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
Happy Groundhog's Day out there, and in case you're wondering, Phil is calling for an early start to spring, which does seem to be the case, unfortunately. Today, we will be seeing highs into those low to mid-40s out there, with a slight easterly breeze, but otherwise a fairly quiet way to wrap up the work week. Over the weekend ahead, things look to continue to stay rather quiet out there as a whole. A little more sunshine as we head into Saturday, with highs into mid to upper 40s. Then, by Sunday, more clouds start to work their way back into the mix, but we'll still stay into those mid-40s for highs, with 50s returning to the forecast for next week. I'm Weather First meteorologist Garrett Hyde, and that was a check of your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
ESPN Bet is now live in Iowa. As the official sports book of ESPN, ESPN Bet is the only place to find daily exclusives and offers with your favorite ESPN personalities and shows. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Find all your favorite markets and bets like in-game wagering, cross-sport parlays, teasers, and all the props you can handle. That's ESPN Bet. Download today. What a play. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Scott Unash for your neighborhood Quick Star. And with quick hot savings from Quick Star, you're going to find hot deals throughout the store as you go into the weekend. The savings are sizzling. And that includes sizzling with bacon, just $2.49 a 12-ounce pack. Yeah, $2.49 with a limit of two. At Quickstar, we've got all your savings covered, and that includes our delicious take-home meals with new lower prices on all of our take-home meals each and every day. They make mealtime a whole lot easier. Freshly prepared in the Quickstar kitchens, and you can find prices starting as low as $5 for mac and cheese, as well as chicken bacon mac and cheese, spaghetti and meatballs, spicy chicken penne. Just makes your mouth water just talking about it. Take home meals, lower prices each and every day, only at your neighborhood Quick Star.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now, and the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're like most people, you've had your fair share of financial questions. Questions like, can I afford my son's travel hockey team? What if my daughter doesn't get that soccer scholarship? Will I be able to enjoy golf in retirement? At Empower, we know these questions can be stressful. We're here to help answer your what-ifs and empower what's next. Join 18 million Americans and take control of your financial future. Start today at empower.com.
326 back with you here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class on 1600 ESPN, as well as 102.3 FM here in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Mark, if folks are tuning in, we hope they tune in for the entire hour, but if they're tuning in just now for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, we are going to take the week off this week. Give the explanation why as we get ready for the Super Bowl next week.
Yeah, as it started out earlier in the week, I was thinking maybe we'd have some college basketball lines for Saturday's games. And when I made the decision this morning, then some lines came out about noon or 1 o'clock. But it was too late for our panel to prepare and whatnot. And after all, the pick six has largely been football-driven anyway. So we'll ramp up next week for a Super Bowl edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6.
There you go. Cajun Troy, to answer your question, absolutely. It can be a woman cave. It does not have to be a man cave, right, Isaac? This does not have to be a man cave that you win with our contest.
I don't know why not. It feels like that would be wrong if it was really singular to a man. I feel like that would not be allowed by a lot of different organizations.
And 4024 likes the court storming, Mark.
I respect that.
That's fine. I go either way. If it's done in a correct manner, then I'm okay with
the
it.
The correct manner of a court storm.
Well, okay. Have the security. Get that, you know, have them ready to go. Get that rope out there to cordon off the players from the middle of the court and tell the players, you know, don't try to run through everybody. That's the first problem. Don't try to run through everybody. And then it could be done in a good way. I don't know. John Bonenkamp set to join us right now as he is the Swiss Army knife of all things journalism, as we know here in the region. IowaCollegeHoops.com, the AP, Penn City Current, you name it, he's writing for it out there. Are you a court storm pro or con, John?
I don't like it. Yeah, keep in mind, in 1985, I stormed the field when Iowa beat Michigan when I was a sophomore at Iowa.
So did I.
But you're the guy that knocked me over, John.
No. I was very good, but I remember that. The one thing I remember that game was they tore down the goalpost, and somebody got hit by the goalpost when it came down.
True.
And if I remember, and it was several people got hit, if I remember right. I just, too many things can go wrong. And it's, I mean, I was there the night Randy Peterson got hurt.
Yep.
And then I regretfully got into this long argument with an Iowa State fan the next day about it, basically saying I just didn't like it because Iowa lost, which was stupid. But, like I said, I've been there and I've seen some of these that they get out of hand. And, you know, in theory, it, like you said, if it works right, okay, it's fine. It's a lot of fun. But sometimes it doesn't work right. And it's those times it doesn't work right that somebody gets hurt. So I'm not a big fan of them, no.
True, yeah. And it has nothing to do with Caitlin Clark. I mean, it's like Randy Peterson got hurt. Others have gotten hurt, too.
Yeah, and I mean, that was, and I remember that game was, I knew what was coming, and so I packed up all my stuff and started to head to the media room because I did not want to get caught in it. You know, because invariably, and this happened to me, and it was when Iowa beat Penn State a couple years ago at Kinnick, and I was down on the field because I was going to have to go to the Penn State locker room, and people started coming down the field, and I went to where I thought it was safe, and some guy just basically just came running out of nowhere and just came running right at me. Like he was going to knock somebody over, you know, and I got out of the way at the last minute. And I mean, it's like, you know, you always get some idiot that's going to do something stupid. And that's the bad thing. You can't trust because there's always going to be an idiot somewhere that's going to do something stupid. So,
and that was before in-stadium alcohol sales.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So I would imagine this guy probably had a few before. So.
I can imagine. I can imagine. Let's start with basketball. The Hawks tonight at home to take on Ohio State. 6 o'clock tip-off down at Carver Hawkeye Arena. I imagine you will be in attendance.
I'm on my way right now. I'm at the truck stop in Ainsworth.
So, know it well.
Yeah, and I'm and there's a train going by as we're doing this. So this is big time here.
This is Americana.
True Americana, yes. Anyway.
Must win tonight, obviously. I mean, is this a team with you can keep saying NCAA aspirations. Just to keep postseason aspirations alive, you got to think this has got to be a must win tonight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, that's the way they're all going to be really pretty much from here on out. I mean, right now you're still kind of, I always call it getting into position to get into position. And, I mean, you're still kind of on that fringe of, you know, you still have a chance, but your margin for error is pretty much gone at this point. So you've got to take care of home court. You've got to get some road wins like they've been able to do at Minnesota, at Michigan. Should have done it the other night against Indiana. You've got to really, you know, I mean, these are games – these are games you need to win. And, I mean, Ohio State's had a disappointing year. This is a team you should beat. And if you want to get to the NCAA tournament, this is a team you have to beat.
John, Scott and I talked early in the program about the self-reporting that is supposedly going to be done by Iowa and Beth Getz related to text that Tyler Barnes, sent to Caden Proctor. I think both Scott and I agree it's a pretty insignificant and trivial, but probably a good thing to get out ahead of it. Where do you stand?
Oh yeah. I mean, you got to the more you fess up to some of that stuff, the more the NCAA just kind of slaps you on the wrist, and it is a slap on the wrist violation. It wasn't the smartest thing to do when you look at the NCAA rules. But I'll be honest with you, Amor, the way college football is going right now, in the wild, wild west, this is a pretty tame violation, I think. And that's why I think it just gets a reprimand and you need to do better and you need to do this and leave it at that. But, yeah, it's better to get out of this and get through it and move on.
I would agree. And I don't see any violations or anything. There's not going to be like Proctor's going to have to sit out a game or anything like that.
No. I mean, it was, like I said, it's one of those things you don't do. But at the same time, you know, you look at everything that's happening in college football right now and in college athletics, period. And, it's pretty insignificant when you think of all the other things that are going on right now and being allowed. So, if they want to say it was tampering, that some guy had a relationship with somebody and he just said, hey, stick it, just be positive about stuff. I don't know. Like I said, I think they just get a little letter of reprimand and then that's the end of it.
I got a question for you, John, about the freshman from Moline. Are you more surprised with the success of Owen Freeman, or maybe more surprised that Brock Harding hasn't done more than he has done?
I'm not surprised with you. I knew Owen Freeman was really good. I mean, everything I had heard about him from the beginning was very positive. And what I heard from Fran McCaffrey this summer was, hey, this guy's really good. He has a really good court sense. Brock Harding's development was going to take a little bit of work. I mean, he played well in the non-conference season, but there is that learning curve, especially for smaller guards. When you get into the Big Ten and you get against more physical guards that really get up in your space and officials that allow that to happen, you know, you have to adjust to the physicality to the game. But, I mean, the IQ, the ability is there. All of that stuff is there. It's just a matter of, okay, how can you adjust to how the game is played? And, you know, I will be curious to see how he kind of does here the last few weeks. But, you know, I mean, there is for both of them. And Owen Freeman's found this out, too, and I wrote about this last week, that, you know, I mean, he's run into some foul trouble in games. And, you know, there's things that you got away with in high school that you're not getting away with, and you're really not going to get away with in the Big Ten against the really good veteran players. And so I think for both of them, I think this Big Ten season has been an education on what they need to do to get better. I think the talent is there for both of them. It's just a matter of how can they learn and how can they adjust and how can they grow within the league.
John, I saw a tweet from ESPN's Adam Rittenberg, our friend. He was at the Northwestern Iowa women's game, and he posted a photo or video of Caitlin Clark coming off the floor amid all kinds of cameras and whatnot. And he said he'd never seen anything like it. And I thought to myself, okay, you have the points. You have the basketball excellence of Caitlin Clark. What is it about this young woman who has become a cult hero?
I think it is the way that she has responded to fans, and particularly younger players, you know, younger kids. And I think that really resonates with people. I mean, that she connects with the fan base, that she connects with the younger kids, that she wants to grow the game, that she knows that she's kind of taken on this responsibility of, you know, I want to do this for the sport. I want to do this for these kids. And I think people identify with that. I mean, it is fun to watch after games that, you know, the game is over and, you know, and anybody that's ever been to Carver know that everybody heads to the stairs. And goes up. Well, what you see at Carver after games, everybody heads to the stairs and they go down courtside. And that courtside area is just a madhouse of people wanting to get up close to her, wanting to get an autograph, you know, wanting to just be up close to her. And that's just something that you know, you don't really see a lot of. And I think it is just because of the connection she has with kids and young adults that I think really it just really draws her into that group and that fan base, and it's remarkable to watch. I mean, it is rock star like. I mean, there is that term sometimes gets overused, but this is legitimate. This is like a rock star when you watch her.
Well, she reminds me having some nieces several years ago when the United States women's national team soccer team. was kind of in the same light there with posters and everything going around. And it was kind of that same situation. And we're seeing it again now with Caitlin Clark and the face of women's basketball at this present time.
And I mean, and she has such a dynamic personality. I mean, especially on the court, in the way she plays. And I think that just people really identify with that. And, you know, the fact that she is an Iowa girl, she grew up in this state and she stayed in this state and she's playing for one of the best programs in the country. I think the combination is there. And this is a very likable team. It's not just her. It is everybody. And so it's like she's the star, but everybody kind of has just really gravitated towards not just her, but towards this team. And it's been fun to watch. It's because, I mean, they're fun. They're a fun group of players to be around, fun group of coaches. And from my aspect, it's been fascinating to watch. And it's historic, too, when you think about it.
Yeah, and I'd agree, John, that and maybe you will, too, that it's really transcended the female and younger population. I mean, just a week or two ago, I had Scott and I's mutual friend, 70 years old, living in Florida. Where can I watch the Iowa women's game? And there's a lot of men out there, adult men, that are really following this story as well.
Yep. First question, I had my annual checkup with my cardiologist in December. First question he asked me was, do you get to write about Caitlin Clark? I mean, and this guy is not a sports fan. I mean, you know, and I learned this, you know, all throughout since, you know, I had my surgery back in 13. He's not a sports fan. He knows Caitlin Clark, you know, and I mean, that was so funny when he had his first question. Like, see, do you get to write? I said, yeah, I get to write about her, you know. And so, I mean, I think it is, you know, and I had a high school coach tell me that he told his players, he's like, hey, he said, you know, you guys are lucky you get interviewed. He interviews Caitlin Clark. I mean, that, you know, that's like I said, there's a person, an X factor there that really can't be explained, but she is a star. There is no doubt about it.
Is that the reason why she's playing a little bit more in times that you would think to yourself, she probably shouldn't be in there?
Yeah, I mean, as much as that always makes me queasy because I always worry about something happening, because I go back to the whole idiot factor. There can be idiot players too that do things.
Yep.
But they came to see Caitlin. You're going to get as much of her as you can. And, you know, I mean, obviously there comes a point when Bluter does take her out, but that's why she stays a couple minutes longer, I think, because, you know, what was the old line? I think it was Joe DiMaggio said, you know, that I play every day because there's somebody that's coming to watch me play. And I think that's what it is.
How many days till Dodgers spring training?
soon. And I mean, you know, they start a little earlier because they open a little earlier over in Korea. They're in March. And I mean, you know, I don't know how much they're going to need because I mean, they're going to still win 110 games either way. But it's starting soon. Thank God. I saw there was video yesterday. The truck left Dodger Stadium with all the equipment on it. So, you know, we're almost there. I can feel the season coming. So
James Paxton, how many? What, 22 wins? 23 wins?
I think he'll 200 innings and probably 15 wins. So
okay.
I told a friend of mine that, and he's like, he's not going to give him 200 innings. I said, you know what? If he even gives him 100 innings, I'm happy. So.
Well, you know what? Speaking of baseball, Iowa baseball is going to be starting off here in the next few weeks. And tell you what, they are basically in everyone's top 20. And I even saw one of the baseball pundits putting them in their College World Series 8. So,
yes.
This is the most, would you say this is the most expectations that Iowa baseball has ever had?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, they've kind of been on the fringe the last couple of years. You know, I mean, everybody thought, okay, they can be good, but they need to do this. They need to do this is kind of taken out of that equation right now because I think this is a really, really good team. Now, I mean, I think there's some positional questions probably that they have to answer. But pitching-wise, I think this is probably the best team he's ever had. You know, if he can find the right lineup. Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that this is, that was an NCAA tournament team last year. This could be, at the very least, a super regional team in my mind. And, you know, and if they can do that, then all bets are off. You're not that far away from Omaha at that point.
Yeah, and I mean, hate to put expectations on anyone. You know, Coach Heller has done such a great job. But I got to think if this is not a super regional team, that it would be a disappointment this year.
Yeah. I mean, pitching wise, they're really good. But they kind of have to have all that lined up once you get into late May and early June. I mean, you really have to have, the teams that really win are the ones that have the deep pitching. And, I mean, if he can do that, I think that the offense is there and the defense is there that, you know, makes this pretty much a complete team.
I would agree. And Leathernecks aren't playing bad basketball.
No. I mean, they get a national TV game next week in Macomb. They play on ESPNU. That's part of the deal the Ohio Valley Conference has. And this will be their second ESPNU appearance. They're one of the nation's best rebounding teams. Chad Boudreaux is the coach. He's an Iowa native. He's from Farmington, Iowa, from my area. And he's done a great job. And they have really adapted to this move to the OVC. I mean, you're playing more schools that look like you and have the budgets like you and that sort of thing. And, you know, they won last night at Lindenwood. They're at SEMO on Saturday. Next Saturday, they're on national TV, and they get more. And if they can get through the next couple of weeks, they get their last four conference games at home. So they're in really good shape right now to maybe get to 20 wins and then just kind of see where you go from there.
Get to one game, you know, is all that matters. Yep. Winner take all for the Ohio Valley Championship and see where the chips fall.
Exactly. And like I said, they're really built for that league. They've got one of the nation's best rebounders in Drew Cisse. He's one of those kids, if he wasn't a senior, he's in the Big Ten next year somewhere probably. But, you know, this is last year of eligibility, but he's a kid that can go get rebounds and get you points. And they're a really balanced team. They're pretty good. They're a lot of fun to watch.
A lot of fun.
Last for me, John, over under number of actual fans in Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight.
I'm going to go half filled, so I'm going to say around 8. I'm going to be optimistic and say 8,000. So,
wow. Is there a big problem? I mean, this has been a problem for a long time. It seems to be
right.
With the team not winning as much this year, it's being really magnified.
Yeah, and I do think too. I mean, this is their second Friday night game. That doesn't bode well, you know, sometimes for crowds. God, the other one was an 8:30 game on a terrible night weather-wise. There's just a lot of factors, and I know there's a lot of debate, but I'm going to go back and just blame it on the fans. I'm like Fran said earlier, you know what time the game's going to start. You know it's going to be – it's not the old Thursday-Saturday days of the Big Ten. You're going to be playing every night, and it's really – you know, I mean, there's probably some things that the university can do better, and I'm sure they probably try to come up with ideas. But, yeah, it is a little disappointing because I do think this is a fun group to watch. Again, these are good kids. They can score points. They're a lot of fun. Let's just kind of see where the season goes. But, you know, I mean, it's up to the fans, I think, to show up sometimes. And I don't know why they don't, but they don't. So,
well, I think some of it has to do with the fact that the women's basketball is sold out this year. So, I think they're –
Sure. You know, and I mean, that's – you know, and again, that's – I mean, when they played Purdue that day, the place was sold out. Now, there were quite a few Purdue fans there, but still, it was, you know, I mean, it was, but it was a good time. It was a Saturday afternoon, you know. So, that, you know, I know somebody, there was a national college basketball writer that retweeted Scott Docterman's story the other day, and he's like, you know, if there's apathy among a fan base after you've gone the consecutive NCAA tournaments and you've been putting guys in the NBA, that's on the fans. You know, and that's, you know, so, and there's a point to that, I think.
All right. Safe travels, John. Always appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me on. See you guys.
You bet. John Bonenkamp joining us here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class. Before we get to a break here, 5713 on the text line. My 5-year-old daughter loves going to Iowa women's games with me since we are season ticket holders. And 5549 weighing in that we were talking about maybe transcendent athletes there, Mark. Maybe Cheryl Miller from the 1980s. That's going back. The Miller's the first family of basketball back in the 80s and the 90s.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know the Caitlin Clark situation is something I haven't seen for a long, long time, if ever.
Very true. Very, very true. 319-366-1600. As we go to break, we have our final Star Wars trivia question to win Heartlanders tickets. 2 weeks from tonight, Heartlanders will celebrate Star Wars night, and we've been giving away a four-pack of tickets each and every day this week here on the Gym Class, and we're going to do that again right now. So if you know the correct answer and can make it on the 16th, and you have not been a winner over the last 30 days, please give us a call right now. Be caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. You do need to answer the trivia question, though. You do need to answer the question. Isaac got the question right earlier on. Here it is. What are the creatures living on Endor that helped the rebels to defeat the second Death Star? What are the creatures living on Endor that helped the rebels to defeat the second Death Star? 319-366-1600. We'll let you know who our winner is and the answer when we come back.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jackie Robinson may have broken the color barrier, but he wasn't the first Black baseball star. The players who came before him, including my grandpa, Norman Turkey Stearns, competed in a segregated league.
They were denied their rightful place in history.
We're going to uncover the stories of the Negro Leagues and the baseball greats you've never heard of. Reclaimed, the Forgotten League. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
3:52, back with you on a Friday edition of the Gym Class. Spencer on Sports coming your way next from 4 until 6. Isaac, who's our winner?
That would be Justin in Robbins.
All right. And the answer is?
The Ewoks.
There you go.
Also, they kind of look like teddy bears.
They
are
fun.
For those who have kind of seen Star Wars but don't really remember, it's those sort of
cute-looking things. I had to throw an Ewok question in because they're just adorable.
They are. They were originally made to be very vicious. Like, there were scenes in the movie that George Lucas originally made where they would eat the stormtroopers after they killed them, and they ended up not doing that.
Probably
because
a good idea.
They wanted to sell toys.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we owe you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, a late one, albeit, but it's brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are the home of just fantastic food. You can take a look at their entire menu at emilshideaway.com. Some great sandwiches, great salads, huge range of burgers and fries. They're made fresh daily at Emil's Hideaway. What do we have, Mark?
Extending our Caitlin Clark conversation, Fox Sports, Saturday night, when the Hawkeyes visit Maryland, will introduce a Caitlin cam. They will show Caitlin Clark's every move while she is on offense. That'll be available, I believe, only on TikTok.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I don't like that idea.
With only the championship matches and third and fifth placing matches remaining, Decor has pretty much locked up the girls state wrestling championship. Up till now, going into tonight, Decor has 132 points, second place being held by East Buchanan, just a couple points ahead of Raccoon River Northwest. Benton Shelsburg in the top 10 right now at 10th. Iowa State football has received a commitment for the 2025 class from Algona quarterback Alex Mansky. He is the first quarterback or first player in that particular class. And the SEC and the Big Ten have formed an advisory committee to look into all aspects of college sports. The membership of this committee has not been announced, and it will not have any authority, just an advisory capacity. And Scott, lastly, I will save the Corbin Burns trade grades for the next couple hours.
Spencer may be complaining about the Brewers today. Maybe. I don't know. Might like it. Might be against it. I don't know. But the Orioles just got a whole lot better. I know that. Spencer on sports next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Alex Mansky, yeah, very good quarterback, 6'3", 6'4". I'm a little bit concerned about the stacking of quarterbacks, though, in the room for Iowa State and for Matt Campbell right now. I mean, you don't turn away guys, but they got four pretty good ones, and they're going to be around for a long time. So do I expect all four of them to stay there in Ames? I don't in the present time that we live in. But Mansky is a good one. In fact, he was a part of that game the other night, Algona and Clear Lake, that the Iowa State staff was there in its entirety, and Kirk Ferentz was there as well. Ferentz going after the Clear Lake tight end, Meyer, a little bit more than the others. Mansky, I think, was pretty much an Iowa State guy from the very start.
Yeah, that'll be interesting, because by the time he arrives, Rocco Becht and J.J. Cole, presumably, theoretically, will still have 2 years eligibility remaining. But Iowa State likes the guy, and we'll see what happens with him. Yeah. Alex Mansky.
Yep, and the Southeast Polk quarterback, too. Don't forget about him in the mix in there as well. And as we mentioned, Spencer on Sports coming your way next right here on 1600 ESPN. We'll be back with you coming up on Monday to put a wrap on the weekend. Always one of my favorites, Mark. I don't know how much golf we're going to get to watch this weekend, but it's always fun to watch, even in 50-degree weather and whatever, 30-mile-per-hour winds. It's still fun to watch the Monterey Peninsula and the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am.
Which I am doing right now. And interestingly, the amateurs only play the first two rounds, unlike past years. Right now, Thomas Dietrich, your leader, at 11 under par.
Yeah, they only play the first two rounds because this is one of the spotlight tournaments on the PGA Tour this year. And it's a much smaller field, so a lot of the celebrities are not there this year. Bill Murray, not there this year on the Monterey Peninsula. Have a good weekend, Mark. Talk Monday.
Sounds great. Talk then.
Isaac, have a good weekend. Everyone have a good weekend. Spencer is next.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be a